Well, our first guest here on our first Spotlight on Elyria Day, Charlotte Ray, president of University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you for stopping by. Bruce over here says he's getting hoarse and he's opting out of this for the moment. Oh. So tell us what the state of health is. Are a lot of people coming in with flu, colds, things like that?
Yeah, they are. But before, I wanted to comment on this great new McDonald's. When I was waiting in line to get my OJ, they actually have a video that, like, whets your appetite. I don't know when you guys get done working, you can go get some breakfast. But as you're waiting in line in the cash register area there, there's a video by the menu highlighting all the cool food, which I've never seen in McDonald's before, right up there.
That's pretty
fancy.
Cool. And also,
yeah,
too, here
large
on the...
Screen pancake.
Large screen pancake.
That's what
really?
I saw. In high resolution. Right.
Okay. And besides that, we have the murals from days gone by, the falls and downtown. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
Yeah. It's a busy time of year at the hospital. It always is. You know, it's cold and flu season. And I don't know about you guys, but I tend to burn the candle at both ends. So we've been exchanging cooties at my house since probably Halloween. The one kid gets it, then the other kid gets it, then mom gets it. So, you know, we're just trying to keep everybody healthy, making sure people are washing their hands, making sure everybody's getting their flu shots. And the one thing that I tell people that I probably should do better myself is just taking a break and making sure you're taking care of yourself, going to see your doctor, get your flu shot, you know, and stop burning the candle at both ends if that's humanly possible.
We enter into a season where maybe people aren't eating as healthy as they should, or they're not sleeping as much because of all the activities that are going on. So, and the plus that they're in close quarters because maybe more inside. So a lot of that all plays together in sort of the...
Absolutely. And if you're a little older, if you've got some other illnesses to begin with, and then you get the flu, it can really be a bad thing. So simple flu shots, simple pneumonia vaccines, you know, washing your hands. The real simple stuff when you're out and about is especially important this time of year.
Sometimes you maybe come down with a cold, you think it might be a little bit more. How do you really know if you have the flu? What are the real flu symptoms that people are showing up at EM?
You know, fever, body aches, fatigue. Yeah, the best thing to do is to get a hold of your primary care doctor, because if you do have the flu, they may give you some medicine to make it a little bit easier on you. But what we tend to tell patients is that you need to try to get some rest, drink plenty of fluids, and go see your doctor. So if you don't have a doctor, you can call us. You know, we'll always be able to set you up with a doctor if you need to get in to see one right away, or if you want to schedule an appointment a few weeks down the road. So 866-UH4-CARE is the number. And we've got a lot of doctors in Elyria and Lorain County, Amherst, Sheffield, that will be there if you need them.
Pretty soon you'll have a few more doctors in North Ridgeville. Talk about your new project there off of Lorain.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. Over there off of Lorain Road by 480 and the Turnpike in North Ridgeville, we have a beautiful piece of property. As you know, that area is a great neighborhood, and we're preparing to build a 50,000+ square foot health center that's going to have an emergency room. It's going to have an urgent care, lots of doctor's offices. It's going to have a laboratory and x-ray equipment, as well as a retail pharmacy. So we're very excited. It's a great community. There's not a lot of healthcare access in that area, so we're very happy to be part of the community and hopefully put something there that's going to do wonders for that area.
That site had been considered for a long time, many years in the planning. What was it that finally got it going?
You know, when we bought the land, and I think it was probably 2009 that we bought that land, we knew what we wanted to do with it. But then, you may recall, in 2014, we joined UH. So the last couple years we were by ourselves, we were just hanging on to it because we didn't want to invest in a huge undertaking like that at the same time you're looking for a possible healthcare partner. So as soon as we joined UH in 2014, they appreciated that that was a really good idea, really great area, and then the planning picked back up. So we're very excited about it.
You mentioned how joining with UH, what areas do you cover as the president of the University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center? What facilities are you responsible for?
So primarily the Elyria campus, our Amherst Health Center in Amherst, our Avon Health Center in Avon, Ohio, as well as a variety of hospital outpatient departments in Sandusky, in Elyria, in Westlake, Rocky River, and whatever they tell me to do.
Are
you know how that goes.
Are you on the move a lot? Would this be a typical start time for you on a day? Like
so
a
usually
Monday?
I get up about 5 o'clock in the morning and do a little running around in my house, right? And then I'm usually, you know, on the road or working about 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. And I spend, I would say, a majority of my time at the Elyria Medical Center. Sometimes we have to go down to HQ, you know, where all of the corporate offices are for university hospitals off of Warrensville Center Road, which is a great facility. You know, the goal is to keep the residents in the communities that they're serving. So most of my time is in Lorain County at various areas that the Elyria Medical Center focuses on.
At this time of the year, trees come up, holiday decorations, they appear at the hospitals. There's a lot of people who are there over the holidays at the hospital, so try to enjoy the festivities. Who's responsible for each of the floors to set some of those things up? Is that certain individuals within those departments?
You know, we're so blessed at the hospital. We've got great volunteers. The volunteer workforce is phenomenal. You know, tens of thousands of hours are donated to help us care for patients. We also have the Women's Auxiliary, and both of those groups will work towards making the environment look festive, whether it's spring or summer or fall. You know, oftentimes the nurse managers and the clinical department leads will work with their teams to decorate and celebrate the holidays. It's a nice way of engaging, you know, the employees. Obviously, patients would choose not to, perhaps, if they could, not be in the hospital right around the holidays. So we do all that we can to make it as comfortable for them and as restful and healing for them as it can be.
You mentioned the flu season as well. We've talked to the health department. They also talk about this time of the year when the roads get kind of slippery or falls and other things like that. So this time of the year has different people coming in for different reasons as opposed to the summer, but there's always a need, obviously, that accidents will happen.
Absolutely. You know, this time of the year, I think what we see an increase in, besides the flu-related illnesses, are accidents, people slipping and falling, unfortunately, or getting in a car accident with the roads getting slippery. So, you know, the good news would be we've got the experts here that can take care of them if they've got a broken bone or in a car accident. And if for some reason they need a higher level of care, you know, we can send them down to the Cleveland Medical Center, which is a huge academic medical center downtown Cleveland.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning, getting a chance to see. Maybe this is your first time coming into the brand new McDonald's. Charlotte Ray, President, University Hospitals, Elyria Medical Center. Appreciate your time and let you get back to your breakfast this
morning.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me, guys. Talk to you later.